We're in the middle of NaNoWriMo, and my brain is tapioca, so we're going to have a little visit from Evil Murr, and we're actually going to introduce someone new, and that is Future Murr. Today on I Should Be Writing Season 18, Episode 70-something. I don't know anymore.
Well, I should be writing.
So hi there, welcome to I Should Be Writing. This is a podcast for wannabe fiction writers, and I'm your host, Murr Lafferty. And Summer thinks it's 76. Okay, cool. I didn't think I got as high as 75, but again, numbers are hard. I'm behind in posting. I've been managing to do NaNoWriMo this month, and managing to do a daily podcast for my Patreon supporters, and that's about it. Summer has an episode for me that's all ready to go. I just need to post it. I'm trying to handle a couple of other side things. And I'm feeling a little stretched thin, but I think I'm hitting a stride. And, yeah, I hope I don't mess it up by the fact that I'm going to be going on vacation this weekend, but we'll see. At the very least, I did come up with a plan. If I don't get a chance to do this weekend's episodes, I might do a really quick live stream and then upload that. And that'll be like a Patreon hint to people. Not a hint, but just everybody will get access to that one. So yeah, I started working on a novella, and I can't work on that novella anymore because I have novel edits due. I kind of saw this coming, but So I started a novella, and I got a couple thousand words written, and then I realized I had to pivot because I have a lot of rewrite, not just edits, not like copy edits. I mean like rewrites to do in the book. So I've pivoted to that, and I don't feel too bad about it. I feel a little regretful, but I'm making good. I worked really hard to get a new outline on my book. It's got the same core plot, but a lot of little details are changing, so it's going to need a lot of rewrites. So I'm moving forward on that, and that's what I'm working on. We have good news, and once we get to good news, then I'll put on the mustache. Yeah, Rosa News, if you guys have been following the grand tale of my dog's exciting fall and summer, she finally got her x-rays today, and she finally got her x-rays, and it pretty much told us everything we expected. Her left leg is healing well. She had knee surgery, and we are correct in that she tore the other knee. So we gotta wait for the left leg to strengthen up, and then we've already got the surgery scheduled for the right knee. So that's good. It's nice to have an answer. Let's be perfectly honest, it's nice to know. And of course, I'm the kind of person who I go to the worst case scenario, and part of me was just convinced that since so many other things had gone wrong, that during her healing or whatever she did to blow out the other knee, she had re-injured the standing knee, the healing knee. And so the vet pretty much told me that had not happened. It needs the surgeon to look at the healing leg to officially say it, but my vet said it, you know, it looked like it was healing at a normal stage. So, at least I didn't have that. And you know, that's what's cool when you're expecting bad news, but then your brain goes to like the worst case scenario, and then it's not the worst case scenario, but you still get the bad news you expected. It's not that bad. Yeah. So we have a little bit of good news in the mail, and I'll do that and I will get to the people in chat. Brenda writes, I got my first rejection. How do I get it counted? You just did. Congratulations. Hooray for rejections. Everything's broken. Never fear. Nope, we don't have a yay button. Yay button's in the chat, because I worked hard in making this new overlay, and I didn't set up the yay button. Yay for Brenda, and first rejection. May you have many more, you new working writer, you. So there's that, and then there's, Mark writes, I have another 38 rejections to add through September and October. Wow. I'm not going to hit that button 38 times. I just need to make a note to edit the final number when I get off stream. 38. Wow. Congratulations, Mark. Much more yays in the chat. And I will try to remember to set up the dang yay button. But, you know, these are pretty cool, too. Underpope, one rejection in the past 2 weeks. Congratulations. The ding still does work. So that's going up, I think. Yes, it is. Okay. All the love to Rosa, virtual cuddles and head. Thank you. I got an author's copy of an anthology. I have a story in. It's like a real book made out of paper and everything. That's not a rejection. I should not have counted that. But I think I was thinking in my head, hit the yay button, and I hit the rejection button. I'll edit that. As I said, I'm pretty worn out, brain dead right now, so sorry about that. Making a note on no paper. No paper. Author, no paper. That's how I roll. Plus 38 minus 1. I'll remember what that means. All right. Yeah, this is the month of fried brains. No kidding. Let's see, 4 rejections to add for Meerkat. I'm going to add 3 and then just give you the one that I gave to Tree Lobsters because we hit rejection when he got the opposite of that. So, sorry about that, Tree Lobsters. Congratulations on your anthology made of paper and everything. So many rejections, guys. I wonder if we're going to hit 400 before the new year. Did I count my own rejection? I did not. I got a rejection. Trying to start other projects, and I'm pitching audio dramas, and I got a rejection, so go me, branching out. Sorry, no rejections from me that would require me to actually write and submit something. Tree Lobsters, you've been on vacation, and now you've got jet lag. Come on. So yes, rejection for me. I am now a working scriptwriter. I tried to get that all set up and sell a script and failed. So, go me. So yeah, if you have any rejections, sales, any other good news you want to share with us, and you're not in our live chat, you can email me, mightymer@gmail.com, and I'll mention it on the next show. But we'll go ahead and get started. Actually, I'll talk to Future Mer first, because that'll be a good segue. I got a message from Future Mer today. Future Mer. Future Mer's not happy. First Future Mer I heard from was December Mer. December Mer feels kind of like a worn-out rag, you know, and squeezed out. Twisted and squeezed out and stuff, because Future Mer is exhausted. Because Present Mer has decided to do all the things that I have planned to do this month. And anyone who wants anything Future Mer decided to do in December is going to be very difficult because burnout. Hello, Devo Spice. Good to see you. And Shards is almost 4 full days ahead in Nano. Wow. That is amazing. Congratulations, Shards. So yeah, that's what Future Mer in December has to say. Future Mer in October thinks that it's a great idea to do NaNoWriMo. It's a great idea to do a daily podcast. Future Mer in October might actually think that I should do 2 daily podcasts, one for Patreon supporters and one for everybody else. And now we have the weird problem. I'm starting to think of the Spider-Man pointing at each other thing, because the Future Mer December of 2023 wants to go back and beat up October Mer, who's still Future Mer to me, for thinking so ambitiously. So if I essentially, every year I think, here's what I'm going to do this November. It will be fun. It will be exciting. It will be good for my Patreon. It will be good for me. It'll be good for my writing. No Tree Lobsters, October 2023. We're moving ahead in time. And then that was December 2023, being mad at October 2023. So I just had that thought of, I've been doing this for a while, and you'd think that I would know not to be so ambitious, that I should either not take on this much or clear my plate of everything else in November, and I don't do it. And right now I'm going strong. I'm writing every day. I'm recording every day. I don't know how long it's going to last. There are holidays coming up. There's a vacation coming up. And then, you know, there's just like, I'm tired. I'm tired already. The writing every day is easier than the recording every day. And the recording every day is pretty darn easy because it's really short. But it's just going through the motions it's just taking up brain space. And I'm not, like, announcing that I don't want to do it anymore, but it's, I just always forget how much it takes out of me. So I'm trying to communicate with Mer from the future to tell myself, maybe remember next time that this is a terribly ambitious undertaking. And if you're in the exact same place you are right now, maybe don't do it. If you manage to make things a little bit easier for you in some way or another, you can try it. Or maybe do a couple of special podcasts for NaNoWriMo, or don't do the writing NaNoWriMo at all. Just be a support mechanism. I don't need NaNoWriMo to try to become a writer because I'm already there and I know I can write that much words. I don't know if I can write that many words in 30 days. I know I can write like 30,000 in a week. I don't recommend it, but I know I can. So I love this time. I love the camaraderie of different writers. I love knowing that there are people with 10 books on the shelves and people who've never tried writing before. And I love the fact that they're both doing the same project. They're both doing the same event, I should say. And I love being a part of that. So that's why I want to support people. So that's why I get this wild, ambitious ambition every month. Every month. Ha! Sorry. Every year. But I think I'm trying to listen to the stressed out Future Mers, and I'm trying to message next late fall or early fall Future Mer and just say, you know what, maybe don't this year. Maybe not exactly the same thing this year. Even if you like doing it, It's a lot. And something's going to suffer. So I'm sorry, guys. I know you were looking forward to a talk with Future Mer as being entertaining. And that was mostly about me, but when you're thinking about a big undertaking like this, try to be honest with yourself. I don't know. But now we'll get to Evil Mer. One thing we talked about in my coaching call today was Evil Mer. Is that right? Yeah, that looks good. And then I think they wanted to test me because they all asked me writing questions to see if I could summon Evil Mer and answer their writing questions. And I believe I hope I stepped up to the case. Why is this so itchy? I hope I stepped up and did it. But Evil Mer's take on NaNoWriMo is it's fun for amateurs because you're never going to actually go anywhere. You're going to write. You're probably just going to have an idea and you're not going to follow through. I just realized Evil Mer is like your inner editor, your inner critic, your inner bully. Now I don't like Evil Mer. I'm second guessing myself a lot today. How are you? And it's only for amateurs. It's for people who don't believe they could write any other time of the year. It's for people who, believe that 50,000 words is a good novel. And if you do it, you're basically telling the world you're never ever going to be serious about writing. But let's say you're already there, you're already doing it. I haven't been able to stop you yet. I haven't stopped you. So let's get on with some ideas. How to write 1,666 words a day. What you need to do is you need to break your day. Take as many minutes in the day. Someone can do the math for me, I'm sure. Take as many minutes in the day and divide it by 1,666. And then set a timer to go off at those intervals. And every time the timer goes off, write one word. And that way you'll easily have your word count every day. If someone could figure out how many words that is a minute, or how many minutes between words, that'd be cool. NaNo is a good event for getting work done and starting habits, but it's meant to be fun. The kids are asleep. You are absolutely wrong. It's not meant to be fun. It is meant to really put you through the motions and get you stressed out and see if you can actually handle being a novelist, because most of us can't. And it separates the wheat from the chaff and the cream from the milk and the sneeches from the stars and the ones without them on thars. And it is a long, desperate, awful slog. And it's not meant to be fun. If you're having fun, you're doing it wrong. Devo Spice says one word every 52 seconds, assuming 24 hours straight and no sleep. Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Devo Spice. Sleeping counts as fun. Exactly. So you shouldn't be doing it. All right. So one word every 52 seconds, and then you'll hit your word count. Super easy. Preemie asked the best question ever. Evil Mer, we should be submitting our NaNo novel to editors right away when done, right? No. What you need to do is you need to work till about the 15th. And then on the 15th, you want to pack up everything and send them to editors then and say, you won't believe what this will be in 15 days, but here's a little taste. You'll hear from me again in 2 weeks. I know you won't be able to wait for it, but you're going to have to. And try to, like, do the little pickup artist thing of give a little tease, but not too much. See, they'll come after you then. If you don't sleep, eat, or go to the bathroom, 50,000 words comes out to about one word per minute. Is that through all of November? One word per minute. And you're assuming people can't write in the bathroom, tree lobsters. Come on. More mustaches. I need to order more mustaches. When I started Evil Mur, I've ordered this big bag of mustaches. Now there's some in here, but they're wacky colors. Anyway, so Evil Mur is taking questions, by the way, if you would like more questions for Evil Mur. If you want answers. If you're wondering what Evil Mur's stance is on the Inkvent calendars, for example, I'm doing the calendar where you... I bought an advent calendar and I'm opening up one day for every day I hit my word count. And Evil Mur is in favor of this. Evil Mur is in favor of many advent calendars. Like, there are at least three Lego? Four Lego? I think there are four Lego advent calendars. Star Wars, Harry Potter, Marvel, and City. There's booze advent calendars. There's a rum advent calendar that I like. And I think what you want to keep in mind is you want to think, how much money am I going to make in my first advance when I sell this book? And specifically, how much are they going to send me in December when this credit card bill is due? Because, you know, when you sign on with an agent, that usually means a check is coming in about 2 weeks. And that's, you know, if they drag their heels. So think about when your credit card bill will be due and how much money you're going to get for the advance. And then spend that on advent calendars. And that'll help you get through the month. Underpuppet has been asked, and the answer is actually November 15th because you want to tease them with what you already have. So send them everything you have so far on November 15th, and then tell them that the rest is coming on the 30th. Just don't get a big pink mustache. People will think you're a Lyft car. Thank you, Tree Lobsters. Appreciate that. I'll just throw that one out. Even more, how do I keep ideas sorted in my brain? You put them all in one book, K. Kimmy. See, people thought that Neil Gaiman was really clever with The Sandman. He wasn't so clever. Every time he had a new idea, he would just put a new book in that big library that Lucien was in charge of. So, that is how he did it. So every time... We talked about this, actually... Mustache aside, we talked about this in the Discord of saying, suddenly I want to write a separate thing during NaNoWriMo, and I know my brain's just trying to trick me. And yes, your brain will try to do that, but one way to deal with it, one way, and I'm being serious here, is to put the story inside the book. I know that sounds ridiculous, but I just finished rereading Misery, and I kind of wish he hadn't, but... A lot of... It's about a writer who's kidnapped by his biggest fan and forced to write a book. Part of that book ends up in the book Misery. It's not that good. Which is pretty impressive because... It's hard for... Like, I can't imagine how hard it was for Stephen King to write poorly. So there's that. There's Magpie Murders by Anthony Horowitz. Also has a book within a book. And then, I had not read it, but someone mentioned World According to Garp in the Discord. So, you can do it. But, putting Evil Mur's, mustache back on, K. Kimmy, I'm thinking do that for every idea you get. Sort it, don't sort it in your head, sort it in your work in progress. Even more, how many cups of coffee is too many in November? It really depends on what other medicines or stimulants you're on. Because the more stimulants you're on, the more cups of coffee you want. It's like, you know, some of us are satisfied with driving our car and having the engine make a noise. And some of us need to modify the car. And make the engine make lots and lots and lots and lots of noise. I don't know what those someones are trying to convey. I think they convey that they really like being loud. And so think of the coffee during NaNoWriMo as the muffler on a really cool car. How loud do you want that really cool car to be and drink that much caffeine? Even more, should I edit my novel as I go or wait till the end? Preemie, you need to edit it before you start. If you edit it before you start, then you don't have to edit it when you're done. See, I don't know why I don't have my own talk show. Because these answers, they're going to solve all your problems. Evil Merchant, I write detailed character descriptions for characters to get one sentence about them? Yes, we need to know everything they're wearing, what they ate for breakfast, how they feel about their maternal parental figure, or if they don't have one, how they feel about their parental figure, and if they don't have one, then they're probably kind of boring and belong in, like, a YA book because they don't have parents. But overall, as many character descriptions as you can have, you need to have a very intricate cross-referenced binder full of women and men and non-binary folks that you can look up and make sure that everybody you mention in the book has a detailed backstory, because you're never going to know when you're going to need that backstory. Didn't Kurt Vonnegut have whole stories written by one of his characters inserted in his books? I don't know, did he? So Evilmer is for overclocking, got it. Yes, even though Evilmer never knew what that word meant. How do you navigate Thanksgiving during NaNo? What you do is you have to tell your family or your friends, look, I have priorities. My priority is not you. That's the fastest way to get uninvited or to, you know, make sure your family doesn't want to talk to you. And that will give you the peace in mind, peace and quiet you need during the holiday. Order from Whole Foods. Kilgore trout. I'm not sure. That sounds a little familiar, but... But what, Preemie? My advice is perfect. What are you talking about? Slice of sci-fi, one rule of thumb on keeping the creative flow going is to hop to another story if you get stuck writing one. Is there a limit to how many stories you should be working on at the same time? This is NaNoWriMo. There's no limit to anything. There's no limit to caffeine. There's no limit to how many stories you put in one book. There's no limit to how many books you work on separately at the same time. There's no limits. Some people probably get drugs involved. I don't know. Hey, Star-Eyed Green, Evilmer, how many viewpoints are required for the first paragraph of your novel? Oh, the first paragraph. Let's see. You need the protagonist, the antagonist, you need the murder victim, the murder villain, and the sleuth, and the red herring. So 7. NaNo, mother to child, my priority is not you. Boom, 2 minor character backstories in 1 sentence. Exactly. See, you get it. Best thing to edit while you're writing, just write 1 sentence and revise it 27 times before throwing it out altogether. Excellent way to get nothing done quickly. Indeed. There are no limits in NaNoWriMo as a kernel of decent advice in there. Damn it! Did not plan for that. Thanks for calling me out on that, Dave. 7 it is. Well, what if we're not writing a murder mystery? Okay, Kimmy, here's the deal. Every story must have a murder in it. If you're not... I mean, you know, there are people murdered in books that aren't murder mysteries, so you can have murder in there. You know, a lot of times in kids' books, if no one dies, there's probably meat being eaten, and there's the murder there. I'm actually a carnivore. I'm just trying to think of what else dies. I'm reminded of a Bloom County strip from the 80s where Binkley was trying to be kind to every living creature until he figures out that we have to, like, as we breathe, we're breathing in just, like, millions of microbes and killing them, and that's when he kind of fritzes out. So, yeah, Kay Kimmy, you, that's your secret. Every book is a murder mystery, or at least is a murder book. Murder must happen. Evil Murph, we get a great new idea for a novel during Nano. Should we start a new one or just pivot in the middle of the book? I think you should pivot in the middle of the book, start the new one in the middle of the old one, and call it art. Even Harry Potter has murders. See, Shauna, you get it? I'm writing a genre-defining space opera for my NaNoWriMo novel. Should I list comp titles in my query letter or simply state there is no comparison? Oh, you know the answer to this, Underpope. Actually, no, you do need comp titles, and what you need to do is list the comp titles and say your book is much better than those titles. Bonus points if it is a massive bestseller that will remain, have its stamp in history for generations. Lord of the Rings is one. There's those books by that lady in Scotland. You know, so what you need to do is say that's the comp title, but it's better than that. Also, bonus points if you use a comp title of a book that editor either edited or the agent represented, and then tell them that it was bad. Again, with the pickup artist, they call this negging, and apparently it works. So telling the author or the agent or editor about this crappy book and how much better your book is, that will make them go out with you, as I understand it. Every story is a murder mystery because everyone in the story knows someone who's been murdered, even if it was off-screen a decade ago. Yes, Summer. Exactly. Wait, isn't the length of the month a nano limit? I suppose. If you want to get pedantic, sure. There are no limits in NaNoWriMo except for November 30th. How's that? Ooh, postmodernism, exactly. Is negging an appropriate strategy when communicating with short story markets? Exactly. It works on us at Escape Pod. People who disagree with our rejections and write us back and tell us how wrong we are and how good, you know, how our magazine's okay, but we'll be so much better with their story. We always buy those stories. Always. So I'm hoping that some of this is illuminating for you. And I'm hoping I will help you write your very amateurish, terrible NaNoWriMo novel. I'm going to play with some ink. If y'all have any more Evil Murph questions, feel free to ask them. I'll keep the mustache on so you'll know. But Evil Murph is still here. Evil Murph has no paper, because Evil Murph is evil. Can I work on this? I think I can. We should be designing stuff during Nano, right? Yes, designing covers? Yes, I did that. Definitely design covers. I recommend going to Canva.com. Actually, I do recommend Canva.com. It's incredible. But spend, at least, before you start your day's writing, go into Canva and try to mock up a cover for that day's writing. So you'll have to think about what you're going to write and what would be best to show off what it is, graphically interpret it. These are words. Very evil, Murr. Can I base my main character's morally neutral stepdad off of you? Yeah, sure. Why not? Thank you, evil Murr. This is a good use of our time, yes. Okay, we're gonna check out, what do we got? Ghost. I don't think this is good paper. It's not soaking in. How could I not have good paper? Hey, here's my manuscript. I hear you represented a writer who wrote something similar and is nearly awesome as I am, so good for you. I like it. That's good. That's good. All right, I'm going to use my journal here. I've almost filled an entire blank book, y'all. I know. You know, don't deluge me with yay buttons in the chat. I know how awesome I am. Super ink beats regular paper. I wouldn't call it super ink. Hey, Evilmer, Goodmer, what's the weight of that paper? Do we know? No. It's shiny on one side, but not shiny on the other side, but still the ink's just kind of sitting there. My usual notebook paper is 80 GSM, which is pretty good fountain pen paper. Well, again, I'm just grabbing what I have in front of me, not... I had a good notebook for testing ink last time I did this, but I couldn't find it in the time that I had. Try this again. Okay. Perhaps Ghost is just supposed to be really light gray, which makes sense. I'll show you guys Ghost in a moment. Notebook goblins! Oh my god! That's horrifying. Those are worse than gremlins. Wrong attitude, Tree Lobster. I hear you represented a writer who wrote something similar. Good for you, but mine is much better. Nice. Alright, we're trying spiced apple now. Truth be known, I am having a ball with this Inkvent calendar. Thank you so much, The Kids Are Asleep, for the recommendation, because it has been so much fun to open it every day and get little presents. Speaking of presents, Preemie, what are you doing to celebrate the World Fantasy Award win? Can we get some yay buttons in chat for Preemie for winning the World Fantasy Award last weekend? Oh my god. I don't know. Suggestions? Well, I mean, Preemie, you know what I'm going to suggest. Evilmer's going to... I know what to suggest. With the fat cash prize that came with the Fantasy Award, what you need to do is get yourself the $14,000 fountain pen. Is it a pen? Yes. You are suspiciously good at negging, Underpope. Ghost Shauna needed research on ghosts for their book. Please, my crops are dying just thinking about that pen. Okay. That one's okay. I really feel like I'm using the wrong paper. I have all the wrong paper. Everything is the wrong paper. I'll show you guys what I have so far. We have Ghost, Spiced Apple, and Alpine. So the Ghost is the grayish, Spiced Apple is the red, and the Alpine is the green. How come genre doesn't give anyone fat cash prizes? Rude. I know. I think when Six Wakes came out, there was a new Dartmouth award. New award given by Dartmouth. And I think that had a cash prize along with it. Of course, I can't remember the name of it, but it was one of the ones Six Wakes was nominated for. Didn't win, but it was exciting to see an award out there with money attached to it. They gave away the Giller? I don't know that one. The Giller Prize this weekend, and that's $100,000, but only for Litfic people. Man, see, it's because they assume we're already making the money. Because, on the whole, people buy more genre than Litfic. Especially, like, you know, romance, mysteries, thrillers. So they're assuming that the poor Litfic people can get, like, the National Book Award and 300 sales. And then, so they need that $100,000 prize. All the major genre awards are just for exposure. And the Rocket, Summer. Don't forget the Rocket. And Preemie got, what do you get for World... Preemie got a tree. But the Nebula, Preemie also got the Nebula, is like giant slab of lucite, I think? And if you've ever read And Then There Were N-1 by Sarah Pinsker, which is one of my favorite novellas of the past 10 years, because it is a take on Agatha Christie. It is a murder mystery, and all the characters are Sarah Pinsker from different multiple universes. So all the Sarah Pinskers get together to have a big Sarah Pinsker party, and one Sarah Pinsker kills another one. And small spoiler, the murder weapon is a Nebula Award. Which is funny because the first time I held Ursula's Nebula Award, my first thought was, you could kill someone with this. Great, now I'm poor and resentful. Well, I mean, Preemie, remember, you still have something that most of us don't. So, you can at least, like, lord that over us. I don't know. I didn't mean to make you feel resentful. N-1 is a perfect story. It's so good. As discussed, you could absolutely kill a guy with a nebula. Yeah, exactly. What if ghosts are just parallel universe versions of people who died here but avoided died th- I think you mean died there, but avoided dying here, and they're just leaking through to this universe. I don't know. I think you've got your NaNoWriMo novel right there. The genre writers sold out. We sure did. Giant slabs of lucite are better self-defense weapons than the complete works of Shakespeare. Oh, much better. Yes. Even more, should I kill a novelist and take their novel? No, Underpope. You need to kill a novelist and take their soul, and then you get all their novels. And all their future novels. And their identity. And then you get all their backlist. Now I want a murder mystery with a murder weapon as a Nebula Award. Well, that's what I just said. And then there were N-1 by Sarah Pinsker. This exists. We bought the reprint for Escape Pod. I don't remember where it was originally published, but it's a very, very good story. Also good for self-defense, the Digger Omnibus. Yeah, I think the Digger Omnibus would be good for body armor. Why can't I open this? Evil Murr should have, like, a switchblade. Why doesn't Evil Murr have a switchblade? John Irving is doomed. Yes, you do. You can listen to it on EscapePod. EscapePod.org. Or, you know, where it was originally published, whatever. I'm opening the last one, which is... what is it? Jingleberry. This is slightly offensive. I don't know why, but it is. Do we have any more questions for Evil Murr? Because my lip is starting to itch. It was originally published in Uncanny. That would not surprise me. Jingleberry looks like fuchsia. Oh, I think one of the reds had sparkles in it. I think the spiced apple was sparkly. You can't tell until they dry. Okay. So this is 9. As I said, I have not opened 10 yet because I have not earned today's ink. I've got ink on my hands. Does that count for anything? What is a jingleberry? I will show you in a moment, Preemie. Should I neg Neil Clark so he publishes my brilliant short story? He seems immune. Neil Clark is an incredibly insecure man who is not very smart and just is very easy to convince in his wrongitude. And you can totally convince him to buy your story just by making him feel bad because he's a very weak soul. Okay, Jingleberry is apparently this. And I believe this one was, what do we say? Spiced apple, and that's the one that's a little sparkly. of sparkly too. See, it's neat, but these are so subtle that when you actually use them for, when you actually use them as fountain pen ink, and you're, you know, drawing a line that's that big, you're not going to see much sparkle at all. Unless I'm doing it wrong, Preemie, tell me. Your brilliant short story is a zombie story? Neil Clark loves zombies! What are you talking about? I'm sorry. Neil Clark loves zombies! What are you talking about? My friend claims they are a zombie possessed by their own ghost. Whoa. Are they rotting? There always seems to be some sort of rotting element with zombies. You do see a lot of sparkle in medium, broad, or sub-italic nibs, but they drink ink, and then you have to put up with your writing being like 2 times the normal size to read it. Time to drive. Thanks to all the various MERS for hosting today's show. Good to see you, K. Kimmy. You're welcome. I've tested all my ink. We've gotten the admonishment from Future MER. Also, guys, that might have been a hint. I don't know how much I'm going to be up for in December. I'll probably take a break from actual podcasting, like posting on the feed. I'll probably still stream because I like streaming and it doesn't require a lot beyond, you know, prep for a little bit, sit down and talk into the camera. So any questions left, either for Mer or Evil Mer? I got the mustache right here. May I write a murder novel entitled Murder Minus One where there is no murder? Sure. I'm not going to stop you. You know, the stories where there's a murder but there isn't one, but then you find out there is one, is one of the more interesting twists on the genre. I did write, this was in an anthology, I wrote a short story in the Six Wakes universe about, I tried to do like the traditional English manor Christmas story with a murder in it, except because the murdered person was a clone, it wasn't really a murder. And it wasn't a crime until her body disappeared. And then it was a big crime. I was proud of that one. I am going out of town for a vacation that has been in the planning for years. Thank you, pandemic. So, no ditch diggers next week. And if I stream on Tuesday, it'll just be just chatting like this, or maybe co-working, but very, very much looking forward to the break. Thank you folks for coming and asking such great questions. Bye, Joey. Thank you very much. Have a good stream tomorrow. Hopefully I can catch it in the airport. But I will see folks next week. I hope you get good writing done, and if you're a Patreon supporter, hopefully I will get you daily shows this weekend. We'll see. We'll go to the credits now, and I'll see you guys next week. Bye. I Should Be Writing. It's available to you under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Theme music by John Anilio. Art by Numbers Ninja. Production by Summer Brooks. And hosting by Libsyn. Find all of this information and more at merverse.com. And remember, we can't do this without you. Thanks for your support. Doctor Who. I'm sitting home watching Doctor Who.